You're listening to a podcast on sportspeak.eu. On air, online, on time.
Ryder Cup fever has certainly touched Wales. The American team touched down at Cardiff Airport this morning, ready to take on Europe at Celtic Manor this weekend. They posed for photographs on the steps of their plane, with around half the team wearing sunglasses despite it being cloudy. Captain Corey Pavan insists they're not concerned by the potential of rain in South Wales.
I think our guy's going to embrace any kind of weather that's here. You know, we're here to play the Ryder Cup, and you know, I've played in Ryder Cup in poor weather before, and you don't really notice it when you're playing in the Ryder Cup so much. You're focused on just trying to play well and win your matches.
Meanwhile, 4 days to go until golf's biggest event, and the European team have had a bad night at their five-star hotel in Newport. There was a fire drill at around 1 a.m. It's come to light after one of the players, Ian Poulter, recorded a video while he was sat outside. He then put it on his Twitter. Despite that, though, Poulter has paid tribute to those organising the event.
It's just about here now, so I can't wait. It's going to be an awesome week. You know, the place looks absolutely fantastic. It's been a while since I've been at Celtic Manor, and they've done, you know, from what I've seen, you know, today, an incredible job to put this show on.
Thankfully for Irish eyes, Padraig Harrington has shown a somewhat turnaround in form. He posted the best round of the day yesterday, despite a very poor previous 3 days at the Vivendi Cup in Paris, not to mention his poor showing all year. There had been suggestions that the Dubliner was a threat to the team and should be removed, but he says everything is okay now.
The week before a big event, it's all about seeing where your game is at and seeing what needs to be worked on. And I don't have as much to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, let's say, to get ready.
All pressure is on Europe to win back the Ryder Cup from the US. European captain Colin Montgomery is predicting a tight and tough tournament.
That's the beauty of this Ryder Cup. I think the closeness of the event over the last years has been its beauty, and I think that this event should be no different.
Meanwhile, Monty has revealed that he resisted the temptation to tamper with the setup of the Ryder Cup course at Celtic Manor. As home captain, Montgomery was entitled to set up the course to suit the strengths of his players, but he says he's happy to let the two teams compete on the original layout.
On this occasion, I haven't played around with the golf course at all. This golf course is set up in a very, very fair manner to allow the best team to win. And I don't think it was right to set the course up in any other way than to what it's been designed for. It's a great, great golf course, and it's in super condition.
I'm Daniel Pidger for sportspeak.eu.